produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Greetings. This is Josie Hopkins of Josie's Inspiration, and today is November 3rd, 2022. I'm really excited to be sharing today a message that has a lot of significance for me because of the word that I'm going to talk about, and that is the word gratitude. And so my topic today is daily gratitude. I thought about daily gratitude because November is often thought of as the month for and of gratitude because of Thanksgiving. And as a child growing up, there was always a conversation at Thanksgiving about being thankful and being asked, what are you thankful for? Most often the response was family, food, friends. I might even have named each family member individually to be sure that God knew each by name. As I grew older, I learned to distinguish between Thanksgiving, the holiday, giving thanks, and being grateful. Thanksgiving is an occasion that we celebrate each November, a time for family gatherings and celebrating with food. Giving thanks is something that had been done historically for me at dinner time. Giving thanks for the meal, saying grace, and asking God to bless those who had prepared the meal, and thanking him for the provision of the meal. I grew up with an understanding that saying thank you whenever someone did something special or gave a gift, especially my elders, was important and required. The things we learn as children don't leave us as adults. We build on the knowledge and on our upbringing, especially when it has been good and solid. Psalm 95:2 says, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Now, as an adult with a world of experience and travels, I've observed how often thank you is used. I've seen how acts of kindness are sometimes reciprocated with expressions of thank you. And so it seems to me that thankfulness is a basic understanding of humans, that when someone does something for you, your response is to thank them. Gratitude, on the other hand, is less specific to an occasion and more of a quality of how we live our lives. Living in gratitude means not waiting for something to be done for or to you to be thankful, but having an ongoing appreciation for life itself, whether good or bad. Gratitude is a gift, not an exchange. We give gratitude with no expectation. It's from the heart. Gratitude is a virtue. So Roman philosopher Marcus Tullius Cicero quoted or stated that gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others. It was also said by St. Thomas Aquinas, who was a 13th century Italian Christian theologian and philosopher, that the seven deadly sins could be overcome with seven corresponding virtues. So yes, I've done a lot of research here today because I really kind of wanted to get back to things that I had learned over the years, things that I learned as a child, things that may have crossed my path in life, and things that I learned and picked up during my years in seminary. So what are those seven corresponding sins and seven corresponding virtues? One, pride is a sin that can be overcome with humility. Greed is a sin that can be overcome by charity. Lust by chastity. Envy is a sin that can be overcome with gratitude. Gluttony can be overcome by temperance. Anger and wrath can be overcome with patience. Sloth or slothfulness can be overcome by diligence. So the seven deadly sins could be thought of as dispositions towards sin and separation from God. When we're grateful, we are recognizing the kindness and opportunities that we have and abundance that we have in our lives. We aren't dwelling on what we don't have. We think about our opportunities, what resources that we have in our lives compared to most of the world in so many other places. People who live without education, electricity, or even basic sustenance. We aren't lacking for most of us who, I would say, live in the United States, or I'll just say I am not lacking, because I understand that this message coming out through the airways of Finding My Way will be reaching those who may be in situations where they are lacking. But I find that people who sometimes are lacking also are more grateful. They've learned to be happy with what they have, and they appreciate the small things. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Gratitude. I was having a conversation with my granddaughter just the other night. She's 15, and she had made a comment that she was upset because her mother wouldn't let her do the things she wanted to do. She couldn't go to a party. And, you know, she talked about things that she felt as a 15-year-old she was being deprived of. And I chuckled because I remember so vividly being a teenager, having a lot of opportunities, but also feeling like there were a lot of restrictions on my life. And so after she'd gone out of the room and I was lying in bed, and this particular time right now, it's really a blessing for me because as my husband and I are preparing to have a new home built, we're living with our daughter and our grandchildren. And I get that opportunity to be GMA and to spread a little wisdom to the children. So I texted my granddaughter from my bedroom and I said, "Meet me downstairs." So when she came down, we kind of sat on the sofa and I hugged her and I asked her, you know, why was she sad? And so she began to tell me what she didn't have and what she wanted. And I listened to her because it's important to hear young people. I think that when I was growing up often, you know, elders would say children would be heard or to be seen and not heard. And so we learn to keep our tongue, we learn to be quiet and to hold and reserve our feelings. But I understand it's important to let children speak because out of the mouths of babes comes so much knowledge. And so I asked her questions about her life and then I asked her what gratitude meant to her. So she began to tell me, you know, what it meant. And I said, "Okay, what are you grateful for?" And she said she was grateful for her phone, her bed, and for sleep. And I said, "Great. Sleep, that's so important. You have a warm bed, you have a roof over your head, you have a house, you have your cats around you, and you can sleep comfortably. Your phone, I know how important it is to you. And I pointed out that growing up, we didn't have a cell phone. Even her mother didn't have a cell phone. And her sleeping and just the things that she said that she was grateful for. And I told her those were important. But I asked her to think about children who may not have those things. Children who may be homeless, who didn't have a warm bed, who didn't have a roof over their heads, and what that might mean for them to be in a situation where the small things that she's considering to be grateful for, they don't have. And I asked her, could she imagine being in their shoes? Could she imagine being homeless or having a parent that really didn't care for her or being in an abusive situation? And pointing out that she has much more to be grateful for than she even imagined. And then I talked to her about, you know, the things that are happening in the world around her that could be troubling to her. The influence of social media coming through her phone and how that impacts her emotionally, how it impacts her world, how it impacts her perception of the world. And so to have that opportunity to talk with her and to have her understand what gratitude means from my perspective and couple that with gratitude from her perspective. When I think about gratitude on a personal level, I look at my life, and even as I have gone through 4 cancer diagnoses, it may sound strange for me to say that I am grateful for the cancer diagnosis. When I was first diagnosed, I had been praying and asking God to give me freedom from a job that was highly stressful, working 16 and 18 hour days in a government environment. I love my job, but the people and the stress wore on me, having a lot of negativity around me and having to be responsible for having a positive attitude when people around me's attitudes were extremely negative. And so as I prayed and asked God to give me the freedom not to have to go to the job, the freedom to get up in the morning and make a choice of whether I wanted to go to work or not, and also the ability to have the finances that I needed without worrying about how my family was going to survive. And so getting the cancer diagnosis, I didn't understand at the beginning how significant that was and what that meant, but I gained my freedom. I gained the peace of mind that I wanted. Because of disability and Social Security, and especially after having my second diagnosis and having a stem cell transplant, I became eligible for benefits that sustained me financially. And so my being without my job was not a burden on my family. There is so much that we have to consider when we think about gratitude. As I said earlier, it's not like a reciprocal thing that I do it for you and thank you and then you do something for me. It's living in a place of appreciation. There is Philippians 4:12-13 that says, I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And that I stand firm on, because the journey through cancer 4 times now, I've had to rely on my faith, trust God, and be grateful even in the midst of the challenges, even in the midst of the diagnosis. It also says in James 1:2-4, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. It's really kind of hard sometimes for people to understand how I can be joyous in the midst of these diagnoses, four diagnoses. I know people who've had one and given up, people who've had two and they fell apart. And for me, understanding that my life has a purpose and that the diagnoses are not just about me and a sickness, it's me showing God that I trust Him, showing that through it all, I'm faithful because I know that there's nothing that I can experience that God has not prepared me for. I really have a sense of my purpose, especially through this radio show and especially through my voice, understanding that if I can bring some understanding to someone else's life, that their sickness or their diagnosis or their challenges are not the end, that they're just an opportunity for them to be still and know who God is. Alice Walker has a quote that says, "Thank yous is the best prayer that anyone could say." I say that one a lot. Thank you expresses extreme gratitude, humility, and understanding. Thank you. Thank you to my Father in heaven for blessing me, for letting me come to know Him early in life through prayer, through Thanksgiving, through family, for allowing me the opportunity to understand that His purposes for our lives are greater than anything that we can imagine. I'm thanking Him for giving me that chance as a child to be surrounded by elders who gave me a foundation and taught me what prayer meant. I didn't always understand how to pray, and I still may not pray as someone else prays, but I know my prayers are heard. I know my prayers have been answered, and that's what's important to me, just knowing that my Father in heaven holds me and cares for me. And so there is a hymn that we used to sing when I was in choir by Edwin Hawkins, "Be Grateful." And I can hear it when I started thinking about this topic today. I could hear the hymn, "Be Grateful. God has not promised me sunshine. That's not the way it's going to be. But a little rain mixed with God's sunshine, a little pain makes me appreciate the good times. Be grateful, be grateful. God desires to feel your longing. Every pain that you feel, He feels them just like you. But He can't afford to let you feel only good. Then you can appreciate the good times. Be grateful, be grateful. Because there's someone else who's worse off than you. Be grateful because there's someone else who loved to be in your shoes. Be grateful. Oh yes, my God said He'd never forsake you. Be grateful. Oh yes, God said He would never forsake you. Be grateful. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Oh, be grateful. The Lord is the light. Be grateful. Be grateful for everything you've got. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. For it will be all right. As I close out today's show, listen to the words. Feel the energy in the singing. Count your blessings. Count them every one and be grateful because no matter the circumstance, God is blessing you. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Josie's Inspiration. Have a beautiful, blessed Thanksgiving season, but know that gratitude is for every day. Amen.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.